Very fascinating perek. Famous Metzora. Naaman HaMetzora. We'll learn more about him tomorrow. How he got a refuah through the Novi. But the perek starts talking about the fact that he was victorious, that Ahom was victorious in killing Achav. And the pasuk starts off, it doesn't explain, doesn't give us really much of an introduction of who he was, but I'm going to share with you what Chazal have to say here. And there's a lot we could learn from this. The pasuk reads as follows, V'naman sar tzvo melech Arom, okay, hoyo ish godol lifnei adoinov, he was very elevated. This general, Naaman, was a very elevated man. The king elevated him to a tremendous stature because he had tremendous victory. But it was a ness. For ishki bochayil mitzayah. And really why he brings it in here is because we're going to learn about how Elisha cures him from that tzaraas. But these first couple of psukim, Chazal teach us, were said for a reason. Why he was zoiche, to be elevated. And what Chazal teach us is as follows. Nosan Hashem neis la'arom. Number one, why were the people of Aram zoiche? Why were they zoiche to have a true gedolah? So Chazal tell us, mibnei she'osu chesed im yankiv avinu. Going back many years before, when Lavan Arami did a shidduch with Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayesef is called Anshe Amokim. He gathered everybody together. He invited them and they came to the chasana. It was a big bash. Yaakov Avinu's chasana with Leah, Rachel Leah, whatever it was supposed to be, was a big bash. And they all came. And sometimes you go to a chasana, it's half empty, it's this. It was a big bash. So they did chesed with Yaakov Avinu. Zong Chazal, Omer le Makadosh Baruch Hu, gemaltem im Yaakov Chesed, ani yeten schachem lebneichem. I'm going to give reward. So the whole reason why the Torah starts off telling us, Melech Arom, v'Hashem nosan tshu el Arom, was all to teach us this idea, because they came to Yaakov Avinu's party many, many years before, so that city was Zoyche. What's the obvious question? Going to a party, first of all, they weren't doing it for Yaakov Avinu. It says, Vayesef Lavan. Lavan gathered the people, so they came for Lavan. They weren't coming for Yaakov Avinu. Not like they did chesed to Yaakov Avinu. Lavan invited them. That's number one. Number two, it's not such a big thing to go to a chasana. It's not such a mesiras nefesh. It's not such a big deal. People like going to parties. If this was Yom Kippur Kotten, that Melech Aram here was Zoyche because many years before there was Yom Kippur Kotten, Yankiv Avinu was trying to put together a minyan in Aram, a Yom Kippur Kotten minyan, which probably would have been very hard to do, to get people in Aram to come to Yom Kippur Kotten. And all the people of the city came together and they fasted and they davened with Yankiv Avinu. I understand. That's not what happened. It was a party. Everybody is game for parties. Party! They game for the party. Okay, it's true, the Chofetz Chaim has a whole shtickle, because Chazal tell us that Lavan, when he made the party, he actually took the people's clothing. How do you like that? Yitzchok, give me your sweater. Give me your watch. He collected from the stuff from the people. And from the stuff he collected, he made the party. As I said, Chazal. So on top of all of his other milas, he was cheap. He made a party from a collection of the people. He took things away from the people. So Chavetz Chaim says, where did Chazal get that from? If you look at the pasuk, it says, Vayesof is Anshei Hamokim. And then it says, Vayas Mishte. It says, first he gathered everybody together, and then he made a party. So to Chavetz Chaim, that's not the way it works. You make a party, then you gather everybody to come to the party. How many chasins did you go to when you come there and then they're making the party? The party's made before you get there, right? So Chavetz Chaim says, from there, Chazal will medayik, Vayesov is Anshei Hamokim. He gathered everybody there. He took this. And then Vayas Mishneh. From that he made a Mishneh. However you learn, Ayinu Daher, one thing is clear. They came to the party not to do anybody any favors. And surely not Yankev Avinu. Why in the world should they get reward? Doiri Doiris later, they should get reward at the Tshuva Gedolah. And it was a huge nest, by the way. This victory, Chazal say, he didn't even try to kill Achav. He was playing around with his arrow. Chazal say he pulled the arrow and punked it, hit Achav. He wasn't even aiming for him. Forgetting that Achav was a powerful man, very hard to overpower. He wasn't even aiming. Chazal say, what was the nays? Who moshach bekeshes l'tumoy v'horegas Achav. The medrash. He pulled the arrow hit Achav. Unbelievable nays. For what? What did he do to deserve such a nays? So I'll tell you, you see a fascinating thing here, which is something which we have to learn from many, many different makaymas, many different places to learn this. I brought down, some months ago when we were learning Megillas Esther, I brought down a shtickel from Reb Yankev. Reb Yankev Zatzal asked, why was Haman Zoiche? Chazal teaches us, Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman, Lomdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. Haman was Zoiche, his great-grandchildren, taught Torah in B'Nei Brak. Right? Why was Haman Zoiche? That Bnei Bonov Lomdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. Doesn't say why. So Reb Yankev said a gewaldige vote from the altar of Slobodka. Beautiful idea. He said, the Gemara says in Megillah that it was Godol Mesiris Tabas Mimemches Nevi'im Shenisnabu Yisrael. Which means, by the fact that Achashverosh gave Haman the right to kill all of us, that shook us up more than 48 Nevi'im. More than all the Nevi'im that we had over the years, giving over the Tabas to Haman to kill Klal Yisrael, that shook us up more. So it comes out that the end result was Haman tried to kill us. The end result was we did tshuva. And the end result is we did a better tshuva than from the 48 Nevi'im that we had. So it comes out that Haman being in existence was a net gain for Klal Yisrael. It was a net gain for Klal Yisrael. So it's true. Imagine a guy is walking down the street with a stretcher and punk, somebody gets pushed off the Empire State Building and punk, Ashgacha has it that he lands on the stretcher. Now this guy, this EMT guy, wasn't looking to save him. He was just walking around with a stretcher down 34th Street. Punk, the Ebershtut gemacht. He landed on the stretcher. And Mamish beautifully, he's sitting there like this. Machaya. Machaya. Now he could have been dead. Fashtetzich, he owes this guy his life. He owes this guy his life. But, by Haman, it's a little different. Haman, not upshot, he didn't try to help us. He was trying to kill us. So, l'chor ben adam l'chavei, we don't owe him anything. We owe him zero. You know, there's a murder ticket in Torah in Eretz Yisrael. It's a great story. It's a ma'is Yisrael. There was a ma'is in Eretz Yisrael. There was a thief. He found a car opened. He stole the car. You remember the story, Simcha? He stole the car. The mice in Tel Aviv. He stole the car. He found the door open. He went in, took the car. He knew how to hotwire it. He took the car. Anyway, he drove it down a couple of blocks. And then there was a cop. He pulled over to the side. He ran out of the car. A couple of minutes later, the car blows up. There was a bomb in the car. Some terrorists planted a bomb in the car. They left the door open, but they planted a bomb in the car. Yeah. So Lamaisa, the owner who came outside, he didn't find his car when he came outside. He wasn't very happy. Right? And if you He was very angry at whoever took his car. But now he owed the guy his life. He would have been blown up. So the shaila was, does that guy owe him a car? The ganav. He stole the car. The halacha is if he steal, you have to give back. Well, then we say, what do you mean? He owes him his life. I owe you a car. You owe me my life. There's a big vikuach about it. I held for a davar pashut that the guy doesn't owe him the car. Because forgetting you have to be a real Russia to try to collect the car from him. The guy saved your life, Lamaisa. But I only doesn't owe him because Lamaisa, when the guy stole the, if the bomb would have been planted after he stole the car, then you could say that's part of his chivoyin samazaganev. But he took the car after the bomb was already planted in the car. So he took a car that was not a shove anything. The car that he took was on a time bomb, literally. So I hear al pichoy shemesh b'yivin potter. But that's not for now to paskin the shaila. But Haman, he wanted to kill us. So Bianca said from Alto Slobodka Gvalda Gavon. He said, when somebody goes and makes a positive impact in the world, they get reward for that. Whether they intended to do it or not. Of course, if you tried to make a positive impact in the world, avada, you get reward for that. But let's say you leave a positive mark on the world. You do something, a Kiddush Hashem comes out of what you did. Could be you weren't even intending to make a Kiddush Hashem. Dr. Bianca, if you still get schar, you get schar because there was, the bottom line is, there was a benefit to the world because of something you did. So the altar said, you know what? Even if you had a negative intention, if the end is something positive came out of what you did, you get reward. Lamaisa, Haman, through his despicable act and desire to destroy Klal Yisrael, we did tshuva and came out the whole Nesipur, he gets reward also. He gets hung too, so he gets punished, but at the same time he gets reward. Doris later, Lomdu Torah b'bnei Brak. Memela, when the people gathered together, they got there together for lover. They didn't come for Yankiv. But the end result is their action was Mahane Atzadik. Even though their intention was not to be Mahane Atzadik, they still get reward. From here you see the importance of making an impact, a positive impact. It's so important that even when your intention was not to make a positive impact, you also get reward. And the male person always has to realize to leave a result. Chafetz Chaim says this in Hilchos Loshon Hara. You know, you're not supposed to listen to, not only are you not allowed to makabel Loshon Hara, there's three levels. There's talking Loshon Hara, obviously that's the worst. That's the biggest peshe, the one who's talking Loshon Hara. The next level is somebody who makabel Loshon Hara, it's also terrible. And the next level is listening to Loshon Hara. I mean, there are some people, they don't believe anything. They're critics, they don't believe anything. But it's kishmak to hear Loshon Hara, even though you don't believe it. Some, you like to hear it. Right? That's also awesome. Even though you're 100% not accepting it as true. Zok Techovitz Chaim, because you're facilitating Lashon Hara. You're making, people don't talk Lashon Hara if they don't have an audience. People talk Lashon Hara because there's an audience wants to hear them out. They're facilitating Lashon Hara. What do you do if you already heard the Lashon Hara? What's the tikkun? The tikkun is to go to the people that heard the Lashon Hara and convince them that what was said is not true. Because then you took what was negative impact and you made it into positive. And that's the yesod. The yesod is results count. That's what you see from here. Results count. They count to such a level that even if you had a mind for a bad result, if a good result, you get reward. Alachas kama v'kama if you have a mind a good result. A person always has to be focused on a result. You must be focused on a result. If you see you made Chas Shom a Chil Hashem, as long as you make a Chil Hashem, it's not your fault. Not your fault. Okay? Somebody in the store, a grocery store, thought you were cutting them off. You weren't cutting them off. You're just walking. And they start making a snide remark. What's people's nature? People's nature is, you give the guy a dirty look and you walk away with a chutzpah, the guy's cursing me out. I didn't do anything. You Jew, you do. What's a Jew supposed to do? A Jew is supposed to go and apologize. Apologize. Ah, I didn't mean anything. I didn't mean a chil Hashem. I meant nothing. Doesn't matter what you meant. You made one. The result. The result is what counts. And this is what you have to always be focused on. The result, result, result. That your results are positive. And that's what we learned from Melech HaRoh.